And at this time in our public affairs program, we're visiting with Paul Kenny with the 43rd Army Band, who will be making an appearance here in Broken Bow, Nebraska on the 4th of July to perform for the area. Paul joins us on the phone to talk about the great event. Paul, thanks for joining us. Boy, it's so exciting to know you and the 43rd Army Band will be coming to perform here in Broken Bow, Nebraska.
Absolutely. We're excited to do it, too.
Now, I believe this is part of your summer tour, correct, Paul? How many stops and how long is the band going to be out for this little run that you're going to do?
Yes, it is, Brent. So this is our two-week annual training tour. The National Guard always has 2 weeks of annual training that they conduct every summer, and one of the great things that we get to do as an Army band, as a part of the National Guard, is we get to spend those 2 weeks touring around a specific area in our state and getting to perform for veterans, families, community members in that area for those 2 weeks. So we have 8 total performances based in and around the kind of southern central part of Nebraska. So we'll be starting kicking off our concert series at Broken Bow on the 4th, which should be a fantastic concert. It's going to be great. It being right on the 4th of July, so we're very excited for that. And then we'll be performing in Ogallala on the 5th, and we'll be in McCook on the 6th, North Platte on the 7th, Cozad on the 8th, Gothenburg on the 10th, and North Platte again on the 11th, and then we'll start wrapping up our tour after that.
Paul, if you would, talk a little bit about the makeup of the band. You mentioned the National Guard. Are most of the members of the band associated with the National Guard, or just talk a little bit about how one gets involved in the band and the makeup of it?
Sure. Yes, every single member of our unit of the band is part of the Army and the Nebraska National Guard. And so we've gone through all the same training, basic training, and specific music training to be in an Army band. Every single member has gone through that. We've got some who have a lot of experience, who've been doing this for almost 40 years, and we have some who are coming fresh out of basic training, and this will be their first tour with us. We primarily perform as part of one of 4 or 5 groups. So we have our concert band, which you will see at most of these performances, and that is the full makeup of the group playing in traditional concert-style music and patriotic music. And then we also have our music performance teams, which are smaller, and that includes a woodwind group, a brass band, a country group, and then a rock and pop music group. So we can kind of take that concert band, split it out into some different types of music, and those groups will be performing in Ogallala, Cozad, and our second North Platte performance.
Paul, what about you personally? What is your role in the band, and when did you first get involved?
Well, that's a great question. So I will actually be celebrating my 20th year in the National Guard and in this unit this July. So I'm right around 20 years now. I started out as a trumpet player in the group, and then in 2019, I took on the role of commander of the group. And so I'm administratively, I'm a commander, but I also get to direct and conduct the concert band, and I actually play a little bass guitar in our pop and rock music group as well. So I am very fortunate that I get to lead, but then also I get to perform a little bit, too. It makes a lot of fun.
I have to ask, what about practicing? Do you guys have the time and the ability to get together and practice before you go out on a tour like this?
That's another great question. If you're not familiar with Nebraska National Guard's format, or any National Guard for that matter, we are the ones who do 1 weekend a month of training and then these 2 weeks in the summer. So that's all we ever see each other, is just 1 weekend a month and then these 2 weeks in the summer. And so I want to stress that we have some of the best, I think, best musicians from around the state and even some from some neighboring states who join us, because we don't get a lot of time to refine our music, so I rely heavily on the great skills that the musicians in our band have, that they can put this music together very quickly. We'll have a couple of days at the beginning of our annual training because we're starting on July 1st, but then, yeah, as you know, we're performing in Broken Bow on the 4th, so we really only get a couple days to get that music together and ready before we go out in the communities and start performing it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the Broken Bow concert. As you mentioned, you'll be performing on July 4th. And with performing on that special day, I assume that people can expect some patriotic selections, I'm guessing?
Absolutely. So that will be our concert band performing. And as I mentioned before, we do some concert literature that varies a lot and is entertaining, fun to listen to. But then we also include marches. Every military band really enjoys performing by John Philip Sousa and other great march writers. And then some patriotic music as well. We know our audience. We know what day we're performing on. And we want to make it a special experience for everyone in Broken Bow, as well as everywhere else that we're performing this summer.
You mentioned that this is your summer tour. Are there other times of the year, Paul, that the band or some of your groups go out and perform, or is this kind of basically it during this time period?
We perform a lot throughout the year. We focus on Veterans Day for a performance as well, and then we do some school tours. We actually have an honor band, which is where we invite high schoolers to come and perform with us and learn from our musicians for a day. Let's see, we'll do several military ceremonial events throughout the year as well. And then we have to fit the practice in there and the other Army trainings that we have to conduct every year. We have to fit those in our schedule as well. So we're certainly very busy throughout the year making all that happen.
Well, I know that everybody in this area is so excited about the band performing, especially on the 4th of July, and what a great setting. I know if Mother Nature cooperates, and we're certainly hoping that she does, you'll be performing outside of beautiful Melham Park. And I'm guessing, I mean, I know you guys, I'm sure, enjoy performing no matter what venue you're in, but is there something special and enjoyable about being able to perform outdoors?
Oh, I think so. First of all, I think that people really underrate Nebraska and the beauty that we have in our state. So it is really great for us. It's a great opportunity for us to get to go around to the different parts and just see the beauty of Nebraska and connect with those communities. We really enjoy performing outside. It can be a little hot depending on the day. Mm. We know as Nebraskans, July is usually the hottest month of the year, but it is a special thing to get to perform outdoors because you connect with your audience who's planning on being there, but maybe sometimes there are people who didn't catch wind that the band was going to be in town, and they see us, and they can pull up a lawn chair and listen to some great music, too. I do have to say that if the weather doesn't permit us to perform outside, and that is what we would like to do, then we will have a rain-out site at the Broken Bow Municipal Building that evening. So we're hoping we don't have to use that. We're hoping the weather will cooperate, but the show will still go on, as they say, even if the weather doesn't cooperate with us.
Visiting with Paul Kenny with the 43rd Army Band performing in Broken Bow on the 4th of July. Concert scheduled to start at 7 o'clock that evening. Paul, is there anything that you wanted to share with our listeners that maybe we haven't asked you about yet today?
I think the only thing that I would say is if you enjoy what you hear and you're in Broken Bow, just know that you're the first stop on our tour. And like I mentioned earlier, we have several other locations where we're performing throughout our tour. Again, it's McCook, North Platte, Gothenburg, Grant, Ogallala, Cozad. So please, if you're enjoying your music that we are playing for you, come check us out at one of those other sites as well.
All right, Paul, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to visit with us, and we look forward to seeing you and the band coming up on July 4th.
Great. Thank you, Brent.
And that is today's edition of Public Affairs.